Fletch, Vaughn, and Megan.
The podcast.
All right, it's time for international podcast shout-outs. Hello.
Hello. Now, we're going to give these a couple of whacks before the podcast shout-out special. Now, when's that happening?
The 7th.
It's a Thursday, right?
Yes.
So that tomorrow, it's 2 weeks away.
Yes. And
that's a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a Thursday.
Thursday, that's right, Thursday.
So if you want Megan's one, you've got to get it in before that.
Before that, so that'll happening. Be Wednesday if you're overseas.
Let's start with Anna Vernon, guys, running an international podcast shout-out from a Parisian airport while waiting for a flight to Split in Croatia. I've been travelling for a month now in Europe on a bus about and have 2 months left before I go back home to Wellington to decide what to do with the rest of my life. I tried Space Cake in Amsterdam. That's the old...
Yeah, right. Okay, how did that go?
Doesn't say. Okay. A lot of German sausage, which I loved, and some Swiss chocolate in Lauterbrunnen. Here's my friends and I, nearly 2,000 feet up on one of the main mountains nearby. The place, due to the mountains, is unreal. It looks like New Zealand on crack. Vaughn, I feel you'd appreciate all the cool tunnels we've been driving through on the bus trip. The ones, especially in Switzerland, which during the Cold War were wired to blow up in case of invasion of the country. I'm versed in those. They are a wonderful...
Wonderful tunnels.
Wonderful
really
tunnels.
Long tunnels. Like, it makes Waterview Tunnel look tiny.
Like a little bitch.
Like a little bitch.
Yeah. Like an absolute... Hold on, I've got the photo here of them. Here we are. At New Zealand on crack.
Oh, wow.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
The Alps. Link included. That was handy. Oh, I just found a bit of jelly.
Do you know what? That's just reminded me of the Waterview Tunnel. You know how it's like one of the biggest finey speed camera spots now?
Yeah.
They're putting in a new speed camera along when you're heading out to Mission Bay.
Oh, whereabouts?
By where the helicopters take off?
Yeah.
It's right there on
the road. Yeah, because you get a speed up around there.
Yeah, you fang it around there, don't you?
You do fang it around there.
You forget that that's 50.
You get a bit too fangy.
60 is easy.
It should be at least 80.
Should be. There's no houses or anything.
It should just be.
They've just put it in because I saw it yesterday. Oh, really? It's still got the stickers on it. It's so new. You know, like
when you get a new place
like
sticker.
Energy rating of 3 stars. That speed camera.
That's
not
very efficient at all.
But you've been warned.
Get it solar powered. You guys got me through some serious homesickness throughout the trip. My friend got me listening to the podcasts. Half an hour drive to work. Weren't enough. So hello to Kate Rongareo, my day one bestie and the reason I listen to the podcasts. Get ready for a roast pork dinner and tiramisu on my return to Wellington.
Oh, tiramisu.
Love tiramisu. Thanks for being the best people and providing me with company on the long bus trips and waiting in airports. Like right now, I've got a solid 9 hour wait before my flight. P.S. Fletch, I've been showing so many people I met on this trip videos of Karen because he's adorable. Oh. Please say hi from me and my cats.
Oh, I will. Thank
you.
So
she's another cat woman.
what do you mean another cat woman?
Well, they're a bit.
Cat lady.
No, us cat ladies are great people.
Great people. Precious, great people. Precious folk. Mm. Todd Kirkwood would like an international podcast shout out. Last time I sent one of these was in 2014. I think this counts because we're a small town boy heading to the big smoke. I'm heading from Queenstown to Auckland August 17 with my girlfriend to ask her father the big question.
So it would have already asked by now.
Scariest question I'm ever going to ask in my life. Just want to shout out to Brooke Oliver Burnside, who I met in Dunedin a few years ago and found out we were both part of the fam, where we spent many a day talking about the podcast and the show Secret. Anyway, thanks for entertaining me. Keep up the podcast. Also, shameless Instagram plug, Southland_photography. Let me copy that in and I'll see if there's any sort of like engagement pics. Oh, what if there's not? What if it ended poorly? Southland_photography. Slow load. Does that mean good news? Okay, we go back a bit. There's still a girl on the scene.
Okay, good.
Check out
good,
this beautiful lady swinging. Coffee. How long ago were these? He's on a ferry here.
Okay.
It was August 17. What if he hasn't asked her yet and we've blown the load?
Maybe she doesn't listen.
What if he was asking with lots of lead in? Anyway,
you'd tell us the details.
Let us know, Todd. Let us know. Heather Prangley decided I should get in and write an ipso. On the 9th of September, I will be departing the shores of the Long White Cloud for my new home in France. I'm moving to Montmorency on the northern outskirts of Paris to be an English language assistant. I'm swapping teaching New Zealand teens for French teens. My job is basically force students to speak English and teach them about New Zealand. I'm expecting that the first reaction of my students will be something along the lines of, do you live in a hut? Do you know law? Ford, Duno, and All Black. I have no idea when I'm returning to New Zealand. My plan is to make the most out of my British passport due to my British father until Brexit happens and I'll get kicked out of the EU. We'll be listening to the podcast while I'm over there. The Insta name is Heath, like, because her name's Heather, it's Heath, I-L-E-A, Heatherly.
So what's it after Brexit? Will British people not be able to live in Europe? Because everything I read about, like, what's happening with Brexit is all bad. Why, like, why did they do that? Why?
Racism, right?
Yeah.
That's what it came down to.
Just
that was
didn't want immigrants.
The pro-Brexit approach was primarily, you want those bloody Romanians coming here and taking our jobs? Sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, but they're all going to have expensive holidays now because all the flights are going to go up.
Yeah, well,
that's
deserve
like
it.
One thing.
That's
yeah.
the problem when you listen to racists.
Mm. You've still got glitter on your blue glitter on that eye when you shut your eye.
Do I?
Yeah, now it's gone.
I rained glitter in the shower I had downstairs at work. Also, I'm thinking of emailing whomever's in charge of that, just telling everybody they should be a bit more courteous in a communal area. There was just water everywhere.
Well, you know why they don't have communal bath mats down there? Because I've showered down there once.
Oh, well, that'd get disgusting within
a
day.
People get grubby when it's not your own, don't they?
They don't care.
Just don't care. It's like gym showers.
Oh, look out for anything white Malteser related in the UK. Might even send a postcard. That's from Heather.
It's lovely. Thank you, Heather. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we've got a have we got a letter?
That reminds
an
me.
An actual old school letter or postcard?
I think this is a letter.
We just got a letter.
Did we read that one?
We just... Oh, my God. Is that broken?
Vaughan's got a system where if we get an actual letter or mail, he puts it in his backpack.
Yeah, I put it in my...
So he doesn't forget it.
Backpack, backpack. I think we read this one.
That's Sarah yourself. Who touched your undies. So Vaughan had to shower after the jello and the glitter. You dropped your undies in reception in front of a big client group and staff, and there was quite a rigmarole, quite a hoopla.
Well, and then I heard my undies were scuffed along the ground.
Well, she didn't want to touch them.
Pick them up the 30, 40 metres to take them to reception, so she scuffed them with her shoe.
Unacceptable and unbelievable. I'm going commando right now.
In their defense,
I've got dick on zip.
Dick on zip is never nice.
It's a real...
Yeah. In their defense, they didn't know they were your undies.
But you don't have a foray to get caught in there.
But it's
so...
like putting your finger into the incinerator when it's off. It's like, it's not dangerous, but that could go on at any stage and rip a chunk of my penis off. The foreskin would almost be a protective...
Well, that's what the foreskin's for before it was
layer.
Cut off by religious nutbags.
Yeah, no religious nutbags cut mine off. I believe a doctor did it in the...
Just get stuck.
Everybody knows I'm circumcised. That's a bit something.
You've said that before.
Have I?
We've discussed
it. Have we discussed
this?
Now everyone
knows
that
Fletch isn't.
Yeah. Yuck.
Oh, well, it is not yuck that you cut off half your dick.
Well, no.
I don't mind either.
It's clean.
Just like.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I don't have a preference.
It's a festering mess.
Megan doesn't have a preference as long as it's.
As long as it's there and doing its thing.
Megan. Preferably a darker shade.
Yeah.
The penis is always a couple of resin shade darker, isn't it?
It does, yes.
It's like it's got a permanent farmer's tan.
Do you reckon, you know how, because, okay, so when I did renovations recently, you know how there's like 1,000 different white?
What, your builder's like, what do you think of this dick, mate?
No, you know how there's like 1,000 different
white? Oh, yeah, there's black, white,
cream white.
Cream white, soft white, hard white.
I ripped out a bit of the jib board from the bathroom because it's the
same. Where is this story going?
Listen, Megan, I'll get there if you stop interrupting. So I ripped off a bit of the board and you take it to Bunnings or Mitre 10 and they scan it with this machine and it gives you the exact same paint colour.
Yeah.
Right.
So my question is, could you put your dick under that machine
and get a paint colour the same colour as your dick?
It's not consistent though. It's, you know, when you used to be in Microsoft Paint and you'd go sample and then keep the colour but change to a paintbrush and you'd paint it. It lacked any sort of
like Photoshop
depth or shading or
you
know,
shade with.
You 100% could though.
Okay.
Yep. You could definitely put your dick in paint sample machine.
My friend who works at Bunnings.
You've got a friend that works at Bunnings.
What kind of
friend? I've got all kinds of friends.
Yeah.
Just never heard of one that works at Bunnings. All right, I don't think we've read this one.
Okay.
So let's just have a go at this.
The music stopped, by the way.
Question.
Yeah, well, he's asking questions
about
dicks and fucking paint samplers.
Color match your dick
using.
Oh, it always says duck. It always goes duck with the paint match machine.
You have to read out your waddle. Response.
It's when you put like a waddle and you need a resin, eh? Because that's when we painted. We had a sample we wanted, but it was resin. But he was just like, oh, I'll just go and get the equivalent waddle. Because Wattle.
Yeah, but so
what,
they're
is Wattle all cheaper.
No, well, but no, Wattle was his people. He had a Wattle deal.
Yeah, but some painters they like different brands and
that's
they don't
what I'm
like.
Saying.
Yeah, they
that's
don't
what
like.
I'm saying. They use it for that. Yeah. All right, let me read this one.
Buddy, aren't you
have to
changing the button bars?
Use
oh, that,
the
no,
edit
hang on,
page.
That's...
Lazy
John,
bum.
Me to provide the music.
I've got music now. Don't you worry yourself. Come on. What are you looking at?
Hey, for these people we've got to talk to soon.
What
oh,
a client.
We're talking to them.
Got like a client meeting.
Tough
so.
Bunch of suits. Fletch Point, Megan, Caitlin, intern Anya, James 0.0, and if anybody sees James 0.1, please say hello to James 1.0 for me. My name is Isha. I'm 17 years old. I've listened to the podcast ever since This Is What Crazy Looks Like. So that's 5 years ago. Seems inappropriate sometimes a 12-year-old would hear what's talked about on the podcast, such as penis stuff.
Paint matching your dick. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Anyway, I'm writing this letter as a thank you. Growing up as a girl, of course, I had a lot of shitty moments and still do, but the podcast is there to make me laugh and forget about the bitch who started the rumors. I'll always listen to the podcast every night before I sleep, and I can tell you guys that I've never fallen asleep without a smile on my face or in a good mood. You guys just make everything better for me. Fletch, I'd like to thank you for your Snapchat videos of Kaz getting up to no good.
Oh, he's such a naughty cat.
Vaughn.
Not disciplined.
Your girls are adorable as F. Megan, I'd like to thank you for all the fashion and life hack tips you give. Totally wish I was Ali and I was your best friend. I'd also like to thank you for posting a video on Insta about Simply Nutritious. I've always struggled with my weight, so after seeing your video, I went and saw Yasmin.
Did you?
We got a plan sorted. Here's hoping I stick to it. Caitlin, I'd like to thank you for being yourself and making me feel so related to you. I love you and your drop dead... gorgeous eyes, so
she
jealous.
She didn't even, she's not even listening to these compliments. Caitlin, are you listening to these compliments about you? They're unbelievable.
And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to organise November and stuff and it's very stressful. Sorry, say that again.
Oh no. Thank you for being yourself and making me feel so relatable to you. I absolutely love you and your drop dead gorgeous eyes, so jealous.
Oh my God, I love her.
I found Caitlin a husband yesterday, by the way, too.
What does he do?
No, you didn't.
I don't
because
know.
You didn't even talk to him or anything. How am I supposed to be his husband if
the
I just look
pool.
At him?
The guy at the pool, yeah.
Oh, did you take sly photos?
No.
Yes,
I
you
just said,
did.
Oh, you're such a piece of shit.
Why did you take a sly photo of me the other day?
And
I was like, you're rolling
there. He zoomed right in on him.
Oh, but from a...
I can see,
that's the power of the 8 Plus.
I feel like if you're more than 50 metres away from someone, you're allowed to zoom in for a video slash photo. I feel that's allowed. Yeah.
Legally.
Look, I'm looking out for Caitlin.
Intern Anya, I'm totally with you on porridge. I only just tried it for the first time this year and just straight up weird as fuck. Not a fan of porridge, but thank you for trying things that I think would be cool, like paddleboarding. You saved me a lot of time and money by trying it and not liking it.
She's doing the day show.
James, I'd like to thank you for your old Facebook statuses. There you go.
Let's
do some more Facebook statuses, James. Do you have any more we could do tomorrow?
Or I can always have a look.
Well, did we run out? We started running out, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Okay, well, let's have another look, because that'd be great to do another one.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be neat. James is like, fuck, okay, I've got to do some work.
I hear you, girlfriend. I don't know if you remember this, Megan, but I met you and Torbo once at Sylvia Park. I worked at Sterling Sports, and when you guys came in, I totally sacked and awkwardly said how much I love you guys, but I could totally see you guys thought that was a bit weird. All good.
I do remember that. You were very lovely. No, we weren't laughing.
Thanks again from Aisha.
There you go.
That's
Aisha.
Nice,
something about a handwriting. You know, keep all these.
Good handwriting too.
I got a drawer.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I never read them. Maybe one day.
Because you're a fucking hoarder. That's why.
Yeah, you're right.
I think I like handwriting.
Yeah, you've
I
got
quite
terrible
like looking
handwriting.
At handwriting.
Ooh.
My God, this is a novel, Vaughn.
This is.
Oh my God. This
We're
is
not going to be. Able
oh my God.
What?
You don't watch Adventure Time, but are you familiar with Jake and Finn off Adventure Time?
No.
Yes.
You look up Adventure Time. You might recognize the picture. You've seen them around. They did lots of memes.
Did they draw a picture?
Adventure Time.
You know Adventure Time.
Oh, yeah, with the making pancake back in bed.
They've drawn you and Kaz as Jake and Finn on Adventure Time.
Oh, my God. I love that. I'm going to have to put that on my Instagram.
That is really cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Jesus, this is a real little piece of work here.
So artistic.
Hola, chicos.
Hola.
Hope this finds you well. This shout out is for your wonderful sales, my friend Sophie Barnes, cousin Chris, and sister Melman. Don't worry, it's me who called her that, not my parents. They're not terrible people. I decided to accompany this letter with an activity pack to entertain you guys to make up for my habit of waffling. Also might be slightly swinging for the converted friend of the show title. This is Shani Parmenta. I thought we already were. Didn't Shani buy me the onesie? The white New Zealand flag onesie? I feel that name is I'll always be associated with onesies.
Easily friend of the show now. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a colouring in thing, haven't I? This is great.
That's really cool.
I should
cool.
run a holiday program with a prize.
I don't you've got think a scanner? You colour...
You've got a scanner.
I've got a scanner,
you
yeah.
You scan that when you get home.
Yeah, and we can have colour that in. You'll have definitely a colouring ruin it.
That'd
You'll
be neat.
It.
It sounds like a lot of hard work. Caitlin.
Last time I did a shout out, I was writing from Africa and you guys digressed into a discussion about how I inadvertently responsible for Vaughn flashing the base, not the tip of the penis, to the postman. I think this is the onesie. I think the postman saw the tip of my penis with the onesie.
Uncircumcised tip.
The base of the penis.
Don't
uncircumcised
her.
Tip. Yeah.
No, circumcised tip.
Yeah, yours is uncircumcised.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yours is, yeah, okay, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't, this
is weird that we know that about you.
Yeah, yuck, Vaughn, yuck.
I was also mega chuffed because Fletch is basically a travel organisation savant, and he said my itinerary was awesome, so I consider that a life achievement.
Oh, yeah.
He was right, by the way, it was awesome, as is my current one. I'm travelling South America for 3 months, starting in Cartagena, Colombia. Cartagena, Colombia.
Oh, please tell me you went to Parque Tayrona.
Oh, I don't
That's
know
like
yet.
That's like beautiful.
Back in August, then a week in the Galapagos.
Oh,
which
nice.
I would fucking love
which
to go to.
Which you go to Ecuador, right, to get
yes,
there?
Yes, Ecuador, yep. Peru, where I had thankfully booked early enough to do the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu. Fun fact, by the way.
Machu Picchu.
It so turns out that most people pronounce it woefully wrong. It's supposed to be said Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu. Ooh,
Kiwis.
Meaning old peak.
Okay.
But I, along with most other people, said Machu Picchu.
Oh.
That was a nice timing because Megan corrected me, but then
well, you said
she
it
was
wrong
too.
Well,
we were both wrong.
Yeah.
Which apparently means old penis. Machu Picchu means old penis, whereas
Machu
Picchu means old peak.
Right. Okay.
So that means I've spent months telling people I'm going to Peru to see and climb the old penis.
Yes, climb
little
the old
bit awkward.
Penis.
Jesus. Yeah. Anyway, I've come through Bolivia, which is massively underrated, especially the southern part with the incredible salt flats.
Oh, I
where
know.
I got some banging illusion photos.
Yeah, the photos people take there are incredible.
And the flamingo-filled, brightly coloured lagunas. Well worth a visit. The last couple of weeks will be a couple of days in Chile, across the Argentina, Uruguay, and finishing up in Rio. It's going to be epic. Anyway, I hope you enjoy your activities and have the most wonderful day. Thanks for being you. Love, Shani. P.S. I apologize. I couldn't do a pack for each of you. I was going to do a copy one for Indy in August and, of course, Toy Boy, but the Bolivian deserts are lacking in photocopying facilities. Sorry about that. So look at this.
Okay.
This fact of the days. And look at this word find.
Oh, that's great.
Did you know make what? That word
we should
find?
Scan
you know what?
Those
we're
going
to scan the word find and we're going to put the word find online for people to. We're going to put that in the International Podcast family.
Which,
both
by
of
the
these.
Way, I'm excited about Secret Santa. So isn't that it's such a cool buzz?
I bought mine.
Oh, such a nerd.
I'm just waiting for
I'm
it
in
to
the
arrive.
Throes of decision.
No, but I. Are you supposed to remain secret the whole time? Because I want to.
No, no,
from.
You can't ever claim Secret Santa. That's why you don't put too much effort in, because it's glorious.
Just something
some
lazy.
People are asking for heaps of stuff. Like, what's the limit? Like, I'm not buying someone a sports car.
I'm writing who it's from.
You're
not
writing who it's from. It's Secret Santa.
I want credit
it's
for
fucking
my present.
Credit Santa.
Yeah.
Credit Santa would be a wonderful thing if you have one of those loan companies that loan you money just before payday.
Credit Santa.
Credit Santa.
That's the whole point of getting good presents. So you get credit.
You're so selfish, Megan. Be selfless.
Also on
giving
here,
a present.
Some jokes. I think we're going to put all of these things on.
Okay, that's lovely.
The fact of the day is
my colouring in.
This is fucking beautiful, this colouring in.
Did you have and to then, swear when you said
I
that?
I did actually, because I really needed to emphasize it. And then I want to put it back in the envelope and put it back beside me drawer.
Me drawer.
Me drawer.
I'll put it
me
in
draw.
Me drawer. My
me
nana
draw.
Kept all the letters we ever wrote her.
And then what did she do?
Well,
with them?
She's dead, and I assume Auntie Sylvia's got them.
Auntie Sylvia probably bonfired them.
What? She totally did.
When she finds them, she'll bonfire them. Yeah. Nah, I don't think she'll bonfire them. She just won't know what to do with them. Okay, Alice Smith is next for a podcast shout out. No relation. Fletch, Vaghan, Magugu, Jane Superno, Caitlin, and Anya. I'm writing this from a beanbag on the beach in Seminyak, Bali, where I've been sipping on Minabintang. I'm traveling around Bali for 3 weeks with the other half, Hayden, for a much needed escape from a nasty Dunedin winter. By the time you get round to reading this, we'll most definitely be home, but potentially could make it in time for our next trip to Florida in September. Guess what? You're probably back from that one too.
I'd say so.
We're incredibly lucky to be offered a trip to Florida to watch the Rowing World Champs on the 23rd.
Hayden's... That's when I was there. They were just after I was there.
Really?
Yeah, end of September.
Was driving...
Any hotties?
Yeah, they're always good
rowers,
shoulder.
So they got good shoulder. Great, you know, like,
very athletic.
No, I mean specifically at the Rowing Champs.
Oh, right. I was going to say you got bloody... pushed up against a card and you at this rowing.
No, that was the flat peak
back Hackwood's Barrow Forest incident outside Tahunanui KFC. You're thinking
some of that's made up by Vaughn.
You're thinking of the cinder block bunk incident in Twizel.
Ah, right. Okay. In the cinder block.
It was a motel.
I just always assume anywhere kids stay when they go anywhere is cinder block walls. we're incredibly lucky to be offered a trip to Florida to watch the Rowing World Champs on the 23rd. Hayden's brother Nathan rose for New Zealand and the men's quad and is part of the lucky four that got to call up to the Olympics after those naughty Russians got disqualified.
Oh, naughty Russians.
Side fact, producer James is friends with Nathan from school.
You know Nathan from school. That does rowing, James.
Nathan from school.
He does rowing,
did you say?
He does rowing.
He's in that four-man squad that got called up.
He's a very good friend of mine, Nathan, yes.
Is that why
you just had a lot of time recalling him?
We had an important meeting going on out here.
Okay. It looked pretty serious.
What was the meeting?
About how we are going to deal with you this weekend.
You're on strike.
it's about some promise. It's quite boring.
Well, no, okay.
Sorry, Jordan, it's not boring. I'm just... It's you guys are having a lot more fun than we are.
Okay, we'll leave it to
Nathan. Caitlin, James, is Nathan hot?
Yeah, he is a very attractive man.
James, very tall.
Are you kidding me?
And he has a girlfriend.
Okay.
Does he love it? Nah, just kidding. That's a bad joke.
I'm just kidding. No, really, does he? But just kidding. But I'm not really.
But give him my
number. If he doesn't love her, then maybe it's time he moved on and found happiness. And then I'm just kidding. But here's my email address.
She's probably way more baby than me, so keep it.
Now we feel sorry for you.
Don't bring yourself down, Caitlin.
Please. I'm hoping by the time you read this, I've blown up my Insta with holiday snaps. So at Alice Faye Smith. No E on Faye. Some people like to put an E on the end of Faye. Not Alice.
Not Alice. Alice Faye she Smith. Doesn't. Yeah.
The potty is the favourite part of our travel day. And that's it from me. Time for a Balinese massage.
Now,
it's important not to ask for the ice cream.
What's the ice cream?
Well, my father-in-law, my stepfather-in-law, Pete, when they were in Bali, they said to him, do you want an ice cream? And he was like, sure, it's hot. I'd love an ice cream. But they meant like a blowjob finish. They treat the penis like an ice cream. And they started jiggling his pants off. And he was right beside his wife. And he's like, oh, wait, what's happening? And everyone's cracking up laughing.
So if he wasn't next to his wife, he'd probably have let it carry on.
Probably.
God.
That's crazy.
I know. Just
you could easily get tricked into an ice
cream.
I don't even need to be tricked into an ice cream.
Tricked
into that kind of ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Coote is next for a podcast.
Cooties.
Shout out, Cooties. Hello, everybody. I'd like to request an IPSO for my partner in crime, Jenna Butler. We're currently parked up in the southeast coast of Spain enjoying free Wi-Fi and cheap wine. Ooh. In May, we quit our jobs, headed to London, bought a van, and road tripping around Europe. When I say van, I don't mean a big camper or a Ford Transit. We're living in a 1995 Toyota Previa.
Yes.
Great.
I saw a very funny comparison on Reddit last night of a Toyota Previa to a... Tesla.
Yeah.
Now, on every stat apart from speed, the Previa came out on top.
Oh, really?
Like, initial cost of purchase, ability to transport people, it's got a fridge in it.
Yeah.
It was obviously catered to make the Previa look significantly better than it was because Previa's a shit house, as these people will be able to tell you. It has a bed in the back, a small fridge, and we're making it work. Our family and friends said we're crazy as we aren't known for camping and would normally shower daily. Jenna has made this trip infinitely more enjoyable and I've loved every second through the good and the trying times. We're currently in our fourth week and we're still talking to each other. I think we're a stronger couple for it and I love her more and more every day. We started in the UK, ferried to France. It feels like he's really pushing that, doesn't it?
Everything's fine. We're
Everything's
happy.
Fine.
We're happy.
I love her more and more every day.
But if you could travel around for 4 weeks or even more with someone in a Previa, living in a Previa, if you come out of that, you're forever.
If it was just me and Sade, it couldn't happen because Sade is at about a quarter Megan.
So what does that mean?
That you would be...
How are you getting out of this?
Oh, no, I'm just going to tackle it head on. Is that you're extremely precious and high maintenance And Sade's at about a quarter of where you sit.
And that's saying
something. So that's
something.
Like hardly at all high maintenance.
Her?
Yeah.
No, you're just excessively high maintenance.
Oh.
Like, would
no,
you
that's
ever,
true.
Would you go around Europe in a Privia?
No. Jesus Christ. Me and my ex pretty much broke up because he wanted to go backpacking and I was like, that's never happening.
You could have done one of those funny shows where you lived the high life, he lived the low life.
Oh, yeah.
And then because he was living so cheaply, it kind of balanced out as if you were just going standard traveling.
He went overseas and sometimes stayed in abandoned houses. Like, what the fuck?
That's the Eastern European in him.
Yeah, yeah.
Abandoned?
He felt at home.
No, free house. It reminds me of Russia, Yugoslavia, back when it was one big happy country. After that, we're probably going to the south of France, but we don't know. We plan to survive until winter before settling down to work and wait out the cold. We're warned that heading south first would be going right into the peak of the summer heat, but we went anyway and we've battled through 40 plus degree days and 25 plus degree nights.
Wow.
Highlights so far are Glastonbury and getting to see Lord. High to low highlight. Watching the final anticlimactic Lions match at 8 a.m. in a London pub, getting drunk, then hungover by midday, pushing on and ending up in the London Pride Parade.
Oh my God, amazing.
That's a good a wine tour in Bordeaux, getting our Game of Thrones on at a medieval festival in an 8th century Portuguese castle and costumes and everything.
Oh my God.
A boat cruise and snorkeling around the cliffs of Lagos, mm-hmm. Eating way too many delicious tapas in Seville. I'd also like to give a shout out to a good friend, Erin Taylor, who's a podcast listener. As you guys know firsthand, she's an amazing baker. Oh, do we? Do we know firsthand, do we?
That, it rings a bell, Vaughn.
Erin
it
Taylor,
does ring a bell.
Make? Yeah, it does ring a bell.
She made us the cake.
Yes.
That cake.
The amazing cake.
Oh, oh my God,
the
memory
the really thick, the really heavy yum cake.
The chocolate. What was the flavour? It was like Snickers or something.
It's all coming back to me now.
Your memory is terrible.
No, it's good for
certain
things.
She was here with us. She physically brought
Remember,
it in.
Remember, she was there for the morning. She was hanging out for age. She was sitting and watching and the cake.
And there was a cake at the end of it.
Some of us remember.
There was a cake at the end of it.
And it was, and it was delicious, yeah. Erin. Thank you.
Even I picked a little bit of it.
Yep, here she is. I don't know. I just need to see her face and then I'll have full cake recollection. Yeah, sure.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't she work at the council? Didn't we talk
I
about
think
council?
So, yeah.
Didn't we talk about? Didn't I bore her by wanting to talk about pipe work and
yeah.
yes.
storm
Sounds
drains
about
and
right.
yeah? But I thought she would have come in after this podcast would have caught up, unless we're catching up on podcasts. Mm. Anyway, as you guys know firsthand, she's an amazing baker. We owe her a huge thanks for baking a delicious cake for our leaving party. Also to Danny providing a keg of delicious collab beer. Another thing needs to go to our best mate Capiche and his wife Sonia, who let us crash at their London house while we were prepping our van. Fun fact, Capiche was your scientific expert who explained the blue-black, gold-white dress phenomenon. We're way behind in the
I
podcast.
I remember that. Yeah.
I remember Capiche.
Yeah.
It's a fun name to say.
Capiche.
Kate Southern is next for a podcast shout-out. This is probably the last one, eh?
Yeah, we've got a
boring looking meeting. this was sent on the August the 14th. August, September, October, November. We're within 6 months now.
Are you going to prep for the podcast cocktail special by highlighting and editing?
Oh, are you? You want editing?
Well,
do
I'm
you?
Thinking we could print them all out
yeah,
and
then
highlight them.
I could
yeah.
do that. I love a bit of a highlight.
Mm.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. I wonder
Merry
what Christmas,
Christmas
penetration is
that's
now.
That's the first time I've said it.
That's Kate Southern writes this. It must almost be Christmas, December as you're reading this. Not far off there, Katie Pye. A bit of a week leeway. It is with great excitement I get to write my first ever international podcast shout out, and I'm dedicating it to the podcast fam. My husband and I are 2 days out from leaving for our holiday of the decade. We're having 2 weeks in America, and our three boys are staying at home with the grandparents. We're landing in Houston, spending a couple of days there, then heading to Nashville to see the total solar eclipse. Just praying now for the predicted thunderstorms to buzz off and we'll actually get to see it in all its glory. It's going to be pretty amazing to witness. Following that, we'll spend a few days in DC, including a tour of Donald's house. Hope he's out that day. And then 5 days to explore New York. Can't wait to visit all the great places you see on the movies. We're leaving our three boys at home. They're aged 8, 6, and 3. And they're staying with their grandparents. I'm trying not to think about getting on the plane without them. And I'll have to take some tissues. Having traveled with kids and then without kids, walking through an airport without kids is like what low gravity must be like. You just glide and it's just stress-free and wonderful.
I don't know how people do it.
I know they'll be in great hands, the kids, as we're leaving them with grandparents. If you want to see holiday pics, I've set up a special Instagram account. It's at Kate in the State. Kate in the States.
Okay.
I would have put Kate's in the States just to keep... I don't know why I need to do that, why I need to pluralise it. I'm just going to see how Kate's trip went, just make sure they got home.
I think I forgot to put on deodorant today.
Yeah, I wondered what that smell was. I didn't want to say anything.
No, you didn't. Do you have deodorant, Vaughn?
Not in this bag. Oh, wait a minute. Let me check. I don't
you
think
You use
so.
Rexona, though, eh? That's yuck. But, I mean, our biggest can't be choosers.
He uses a Nivea.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't, sorry.
Thanks, so. Are you just lying?
No, I got it in the other bag.
Oh, okay.
In the other bag in the car. Yeah, Kate's had a bloody lovely trip. Kate's had a great... She did some... Oh, no, I thought she was doing yoga, but she might just be impersonating the Washington Monument in front
do
of
you know
Washington.
What? This is quite fun doing these retrospectively, because usually we don't get the story and then get to see the photos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we've heard all about it. Look, great photos, Brooklyn Bridge there.
Our laziness is paying off.
Yeah.
The 9/11 Memorial, Top of the Rock, the Smithsonian by the looks of things, Congress, a black, beautiful black Mustang, a picture, look, this is the picture. Of the eclipse that they witnessed
in wow.
Nashville.
That's cool.
Did she take that photo?
I don't know if she took that or stole it from somebody.
Wow.
She may have taken it, but she also may have stolen it from somebody. So let me read on. What were we up to? I set up a separate word to the team. Thanks to the podcasts. And the great stories I related to my husband, like, oh, Fletchwood and Megan today, they were talking about blah, blah, blah. It's a strange feeling. You guys feel like friends, but obviously you've got no idea who I am. I recognize the face and the name. From the podcast fam. You guys keep me company in my ear holes as I carry out the never-ending task of trying to keep on top of housework. I'm a stay-at-home mama. My youngest is about to start kindy, but only 2 days a week, so I'm not forced to go out and get a job again just yet. In my previous life before kids, I was a consulting engineer in the water and wastewater industry. Get her with Erin. We'll have a great chat.
You bore her about your stormwater drains.
I've been out of the workforce for over 8 years, so who just knows if I'll get back into it.
Who knows?
What is that? Who's knows?
Who's
knows is this?
Who's knows?
Thanks to the podcast from Kate.
Somebody has shared in the FVM International Podcast family, and that's what you can search. You're more than welcome if you listen to the podcast to join that Facebook page. Someone posted a how to make Christmas crackers video from like...
I saw that.
How many years ago?
Ages ago. I don't think Indy was... Was Indy
It was
born?
BM.
It was
before
what?
Before me.
Before Megan. BM. Before Megan. Was it? No.
Yeah, it was.
It was before you had your name in the title, but...
Before,
I think you were on the show, though.
I think you were involved.
Right. We were just,
Was I holding the camera?
No, well, you were doing... When you're doing days?
You might have been doing some other thing as well.
Because I remember that was the morning before the show, eh? We made
when
that.
When I cheated on you with another show.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was a while ago.
I got herpes.
That was the old kitchen. That was my old kitchen table, and it didn't fit in that gap.
Didn't fit, okay.
We measured from... wall to wall, but we didn't count in the overhang of the bench, and that made it for a very awkward dining situation.
Okay.
Very awkward.
$25 for shipping. Fuck that.
Where from?
It's a shop. $25 for shipping.
For your Secret Santa.
No, just for me.
If also you're listening and you're thinking, man, I went in on the Secret Santa that's happening, it's closed.
Is it too late?
But just due to numbers alone, I'd say it'll be back next year.
Oh, yeah.
Did it say that there was 11 countries involved?
And 200 odd people? Yeah.
Really?
Madness. Mm. Yeah.
11 countries. It's like a mini Commonwealth Games.
Did you not read the email that got sent to you?
Yeah, I did. I didn't. Skim read it.
I just skipped to the part where I found out who I had. All good. Those are today's international podcast shout outs. As we said before, we're doing a big podcast special to wrap it all up on the 7th, which is a Thursday, because we might have scammed Friday off.
Ooh. But that doesn't mean we're finishing for the year on the 15th.
No, yeah, we've got another
Friday,
week after that.
The 15th.
But that's the only chance we've kind of all can work out to do podcast shows.
They might even drip feed the podcast.
Well, it worked last year. It was excessively long.
Yeah, so
we
might do like
slice it into five.
It says in the rules for the Secret Santa that you can reveal your identity inside the parcel, but not before then. Ha 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 ha.
I don't agree with that rule. That's
I'm put
silly.
A big old
I'm not doing that.
From Magoo.
I'm also not revealing my identity.
Because it's going to be
because what if they
present?
Hate it? Exactly.
And it's all on you. All right. Those are our international podcast shout outs. FVM.